Handoff will go to Pollock right side.
Oh, it's Meyer.
No, it's Meyer. And he's off to the races at the 40. All the way to the 30, the 20, the 10, the misdirection. Oh, those tricky Dutch. Meyer on the fake handoff. All the way in. 75-yard touchdown. Six for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella.
I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with Blake Meyer. He's the quarterback of the Pella football team. Obviously, a 1-2 start to the season so far for people who've been following. A really tough schedule to start the year, Blake. First of all, what's it been like going out in the field now, a third of the season with this group of guys, knowing that coming into the year you had a lot of question marks and a lot of those have been answered despite your 1-2 record?
I mean, I think we've just been trying to take it week by week. You know, we know that maybe we aren't as talented as some of the teams we play, but we just want to give it our all. We want to give 100% effort every play, and that we kind of wanted to change our mindset going into the year of we wanted to be the aggressors. We want to fight hard every play we can.
Nolan and Aiden were really the only varsity players that had a ton of experience at their position. Everyone else is pretty new. What's it been like having to be a leader in that group, knowing that you have a lot of guys who are seniors that are playing their first year of varsity football?
I mean, yeah, obviously there's a lot of questions coming in, you know, who's going to step up, and people just kind of look to me to be a leader, and no matter if it's going well or going bad on the field, I just have to, you know, keep fighting every play.
Fake the handoff to Pollock. Good block set up by Fuller. Here's Blake Meyer down the sideline in Indianola territory, all the way down to the 35-yard line.
Wow.
So from 4th and 1, the penalty for Indianola, a 5-yarder, turns into fortune, and a 29-yard gain for Blake Meyer and the Dutch trying to take the lead before the half.
Really, since Nick Finney was quarterback, and you go back to Gustafson and Ryan Mace, offensively, you like to throw the football quite a bit. And this year, you kind of did that shift and went back to really old-school Jay McKinstry, late 90s football. What was that like for you in the sense of knowing you were going to be the quarterback, but obviously you weren't probably, or at least early on in the season, going to be able to showcase your throwing ability maybe the way you want to? And how have you and the team adjusted to changing that mindset mentality of being a team that throws the ball 30 times a game to now maybe 5 or 10 times?
I just had to accept my role. You know, my main goal is to win football games, not get personal stats. So I just accepted my role that running the football is something that I can do and I can do well, and that will help us win football games.
Well, and you got to show a few wrinkles that were thrown into the offense against Indianola this week. You know, you got to get some long runs off. For you, what was it like to finally be able to break through a couple times and be able to establish yourself as a threat, and how that opens up the offense for the rest of the team?
It was fun, you know, just getting to go out there and play and make some plays. It was great.
Play action fake. Meyer rolls out to his right. Looking for the edge, turns it upfield inside the 10, nothing but green, and he's in to the end zone. 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella, a scramble and score for Blake Meyer from 14 yards out.
Well, and what's that like in a team where, you know, the first couple weeks of the season you're averaging maybe 3 or 4 yards a play? What was it like to finally break through it, especially against an Indianola team that has a ton of speed, and you guys were able to kind of showcase your own speed?
I think it was... So yeah, since we were playing Indianola, they were such a talented team. It was just like, you know, we can be in there with the best. We can play with the best. We were kind of proving to ourselves that we can be one of the best teams in the state.
Well, and where does that come from? Knowing that, like you said, in the preseason, you guys had your own questions about, well, how good are we? I know you're 1-2, but I imagine it has to feel good that you were competitive with 2 ranked teams. And what does that do for your confidence knowing that, yeah, you're 1-2, but you've played maybe the toughest schedule of anybody in Iowa the first 3 weeks?
I mean, yeah, obviously it's disappointing being 1-2. We hate losing, but we feel good about where we're at. I think one thing I appreciate most about our team is just that is our heart. We just fight. We give it everything. I've said that multiple times, but we play 100% every play, and I think that's the most important thing.
Well, and what about confidence is contagious, you know, as a leader for this team, and how do you hope that your confidence is contagious, especially with younger players or inexperienced players? How can that kind of build on itself, and how do you think that's going to help you going forward?
Well, I think about the Norwalk game. You know, first quarter was rough. That was a bad quarter, and then I decided, you know, I need to go out there, I need to make a play, I need to pick everyone up. So I went out there and made a play, and then just the mentality changed going into that second half of the game. It was, you know, we're going to come out, we're going to come back, and we're going to win this game. And obviously that ended up not happening, but they gave us a lot of confidence that, you know, we can score points, we can play with the best.
Play action fake. Meyer going for it all in the end zone. Pollock is wide open, and he makes a one-handed catch. Whoa. A 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella.
Whoa. He was wide open. I thought, oh no, he overthrew it. But a one-handed catch. Whoa, what a play.
Well, and then for you, you are a running team, but you've had to make some throws, especially against Indianola. There was a couple drives I remember, especially in the second quarter, where you kind of had to open up the offense a little bit and throw the ball. How do you hope to continue to incorporate that aspect of the game, and what are you doing each week to try and improve yourself so that way if you do have to throw the football again, there's confidence both in the receivers, O-line, and then for yourself?
I mean, I think the big thing is practice. You know, we have our plays that we practice over and over again in practice. So when we get to the game, we feel comfortable running those routes with the timing, and we just feel confident with those plays specifically.
Well, the road doesn't get any easier. In fact, of your six remaining games, no team is below 500, except for you. Of those, I think four are in some sort of ranking in the state of Iowa, one way or the other, and some have beat ranked teams even if they're not. The road doesn't get easier, but how do you guys keep believing in yourselves? And what are the things and the keys to you guys mentally, do you think, to be able to overcome that and to be able to put yourself into the playoff conversation and make another run at it?
I think, you know, we just want to take it week by week, that the most important game is the one that's ahead. And, yeah, just keep fighting every play, every game.
That time they fake the handoff, and there's Meyer, and he's off to the races at the end. Angling near sideline 50, down to the 40, 30, one man to beat the 20. He's down to the 10, the 5, 6 for the touch, touchdown Pella. 71 yards as Randy Sikkema throws our equipment.
I'm tearing the studio apart.
How much did this past spring help you mentally? Obviously, I got to talk to you after one of the great moments of last year. You guys in the 4x1 kind of surprising yourselves in qualifying for state, and then obviously going on to win that team championship the following week. How much did that help you and Nolan and Reese and some of these guys who were a part of that team confidence-wise to know that you guys are great athletes? And how much does that help you in the football field with that track experience and having such a great experience?
I think, yeah, it just reminded us that, you know, we're some of the best athletes in the state, and we can go out there and compete against the other best athletes in the state and have success. So, you know, thinking about that in football, you know, we need to bring that from track, that success from track season forward to football.
And it's not easy to compare apples to apples, but Indianola is a dome contender. Xavier will be a dome contender. You know, what would it mean for you to be able to compete with those teams and make a playoff run, knowing that you have those athletes? What in terms of goals, what does that mean for you to be able to make a big run in the playoffs?
I mean, that would mean a lot. You know, we've put in so much work, you know, behind the scenes. Everybody has the senior class. I feel like this year has really committed to not being there for personal gain. The focus is on winning football games, and that would mean a lot. The guys deserve it.
Awesome. That's Blake Meyer. He is the starting quarterback of the Pella football team, joining us this week after a big performance against Indianola. Blake, congratulations on a great start to the season. I know you want to be better than 1-2, but obviously some great teams before you, great teams ahead of you. Look forward to the rest of the season.
Thank you.